It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Noted stats geek, not nerd, friend of the program, Tim B. You thought, you know how in the aquarium the other day I spilled that Popeye's apple pie with all the sugar? B just quadrupled that with like cayenne pepper or something. I don't know what that is. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Neil Greenberg joins us now from the Washington Post. What up, Greenberg? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing super. How are you?
We're great, brother. How you doing?
Oh, man. We're good. I don't know if you just heard Jeff's rant, but he's got the world in a tizzy because he thinks
– bunch of haters.
At this point, if – folks are looking for the negative with Jaden, it's more about just looking for the negative. And I think this, most things have been so encouraging with him that it's hard to find a lot of reasons for doubt at this point, recognizing it's a small sample size. Where do you land?
On Jaden? I mean, there's probably 15 other things you can nitpick with this team. I don't know how Jaden Daniels would be on that list. I mean, what hasn't he done that someone would expect him to do? He's a number two pick. He had the highest of expectations to literally save a franchise from itself. And I think we need to start to change the conversation. This isn't the offensive rookie of the year only. I mean, I think there's a very strong case that we got to start talking about Jaden Daniels as the MVP of the league.
It's wild, you know. Specific to Jaden, and then you mentioned there's things to nitpick about the team, and I agree with you. Because now we are viewing this team through a very different prism at 4-1, right? Specific to Jaden, is there anything in the statistical profile that maybe you do find concerning or alarming for a guy that you're no longer judging on a rookie quarterback scale? You're judging on a potential league MVP scale.
No, I think he's the metrics love him right now. Like the advanced metrics love him because the offense is so efficient and he's able to run the ball, etc. I think the key to this whole thing is Pro Football Focus's grades, which are subjective, meaning they don't necessarily care about the results. They just want to know, did he make a bad throw? Is he making the right reads on offense? Is he staying out of trouble, et cetera? And right now, Jaden Daniels is ranked seventh for Pro Football Focus. So he's seventh in Pro Football Focus. He's third in ESPN's total quarterback rating, which is an objective rating based solely on stats. So, you know, there's really nothing that you could say right now. I mean, he's a top 10 quarterback or he's a top 5 quarterback, and as a rookie, you know, you would take that every single time. I mean, the draft so far has been a success. And could things change in the next couple weeks? Absolutely. But right now, Washington is a contender to win the division. They might win 10 games this year. And they have one of the most electrifying players under center in the National Football League right now. So, I mean, everything looks great, no matter how you look at it on the offense.
You say that advanced metrics loves him right now. What changed?
Well, I don't think anything has changed. It's just he's doing it on the field, and the offense is hyper-efficient. I mean, you know, scoring on nearly every drive is going to boost, you know, all the underlying metrics. Like, typically speaking, when we're looking at advanced metric, we want to know more what's happening, like, per play and per drive than the aggregate, right? Because what we'll say is, you know, if they're having success, you know, per drive, but they're ending in turnovers or fumble, or, you know, or they're not converting in the red zone, et cetera. Like, those things will even out over time. But the base, the foundation is very strong. And that's what we're seeing here. The passing game, very, very good. The running game, very, very good. And I think Jaden's a part of that as well. And then, oh, by the way, the defense shows up last week against Cleveland. You know, this is looking more and more. This is looking at a very complete football team last week. Now, the defense has its struggles. We've talked about that. But if they're going to get very, very, very good offense and even just okay defense, this team is going to contend because that's just the way the NFL works.
How much do you – the defensive performances the last 2 weeks have been significantly better. And the cart – listen, that cart – the Cleveland – offense is a train wreck. I don't know what they got there. I don't know what they got, right? But the Cardinals, 1 week after being pretty much shut down by Washington, are able to beat San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of the defensive improvement, particularly the last couple weeks?
I just think that they're doing this. I mean, it sounds cliche, but like the fundamentals are certainly better. And like you said, I mean, being not giving up big plays, not making costly mistakes. I mean, it's the little things that will keep you, you know, out of trouble. And we didn't see any big plays being given up. We didn't see any, you know, costly mistakes, and, you know, no home run balls by Cleveland or Arizona. And yeah, absolutely, Cleveland not great, but like you said, I mean, Arizona is probably a little bit better than we give them credit for. And at some point, we have to say Washington is doing the thing as opposed to other teams aren't doing the thing, right? Like, at some point, we have to acknowledge Washington is a good football team. And I think that's kind of the challenge that a lot of people are having because they weren't expected to be good this year, right? We talked about this. The over-under totals, 6-7 games. The chances to win the division paled in comparison between Philadelphia and Dallas. But, you know, they're starting to play the games on the field, and at some point you have to start making new decisions based on new information. And right now it's that this Washington team needs to be taken seriously because they're able to do the things right that they're supposed to be doing.
What has been the biggest difference that you see in this team, like, going into the season? I understand that they have to learn. We didn't expect what's going on. But what's been the major factor when you look at the offense?
Oh, it's easily Jaden Daniels. Easily, because you don't expect rookie quarterbacks to come in to what everyone perceived to be a bad situation and be a top 10 quarterback. And we talked about this before too. Like, having an average quarterback in the NFL is very valuable. When you have an above average quarterback, especially at a below market price, like an entry level contract, You know, that's significant. And Jaden Daniels is making the offense go. You know, Kingsbury obviously has a plan. It remains to be seen if this is just another hot offense for Kingsbury that fizzles out, because we've seen that before. So that's definitely something to monitor. But I, you know, it's definitely Jaden Daniels being able to be, you know, put in a situation that was very murky at best, and everything is starting to work. And you got to give credit to the coaching staff for making it work around their rookie quarterback. But easily the passing game being elevated to the point that it is has been the most significant outcome for this Washington team.
Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here. Give him a follow at NGreenberg on Twitter and Instagram. They're 4-1. They're first place in the NFC East. We're going to week 6. The numbers overwhelmingly will tell you they're going to make the playoffs. I mean, if you just play it out, they got 12 games left. Nine wins typically, especially in the expanded wild card format, 9 wins get you in. Maybe not a division winner, but just in. They could go, I'm no math guy, I think they could go 5-7 down the stretch and get to 9 wins.
Don't want to see that.
I understand. Are there numbers, advanced or eye test, whatever, that does concern you about this Washington team?
It was the defense, but the defense has now shown that it can play. So how consistent is the defense going to be going forward? We're going to learn a lot about this team on Sunday against the Ravens, right? Because the Ravens are one of the better teams in the NFL. And I do believe, like, this will be a true test. I don't even necessarily think that Washington needs to win. I think if they put in a good game against Baltimore, then you start to look at the schedule and say, okay, well, you know, then they have Carolina and Chicago. You know, they're going to play the Giants, who could or could not be a good team. Pittsburgh's struggling. The Eagles are a very good team, yes. Dallas, yes. Tennessee, maybe. Then they have the bye week, and then it's New Orleans, Eagles, Falcons, Cowboys. I mean, there's a lot of winnable games there, and if they play well against Baltimore, you can't write Washington off as easily against Philadelphia and Dallas, which are really the only two teams left on their slate that would be major concerns, maybe Atlanta. So I do think that this game coming up is going to be the tipping point for them in terms of how people perceive them to be the contender. But again, it's the defense. Can the defense be – they don't even need to be as good as they were against Arizona. Like, can they just, you know, limit themselves to one poor mistake? Because this offense seems to be able to overcompensate on the scoreboard for any mishaps, small mishaps or few mishaps that the defense may have.
Is there any concern, and this is something that I think we have to acknowledge, right? B has always talked about, with quarterbacks especially, but really just the NFL offenses, the folks, the coaches, the scouts, the players, they get paid a lot of money to figure stuff out. And as there's more film, there's more stuff to figure out. Jaden's now played 5 games. After this week, it'll be 6. Is there any concern about defenses kind of figuring Jaden out? I'll start with an answer on this. I say no because of the accuracy from the pocket. When you can be that accurate of a passer, that's not something you figure out. Now, maybe you know where what they like to do on 3rd and 6, but still, when you can drop the ball in the bucket like the kid can, I don't think film changes that.
Right, because you have the whole point of film is to find the weaknesses, right? And if accuracy is not a weakness, or the ability to knock him off his game isn't a weakness, it makes the defense tougher. And there's going to be an adjustment. There's going to be adjustment on both sides, though, right? The NFL isn't just a league where the defense only makes them make the adjustment. So what could happen is, you know, defenses may start to figure stuff out, but you got to give credit to Washington's play calling, because they've done a good job of masking what they want to do. Their run-pass mix is unpredictable, or at least, you know, skews towards being more unpredictable than predictable. They're doing more motion. They're doing more pre-snap stuff. I mean, that's the type of stuff that the defense, you know, can't account for, because they don't necessarily know for sure what's going on. So I think there's going to be some changes on both sides. The easy answer is to say, well, defenses will figure it out because they always figure it out, and that's going to be it. But you know, again, I think that this whole organization from top to bottom deserves the benefit of the doubt that they can keep the momentum going until they show us that they can't. And right now what they've shown us is that they can literally tear stuff down, put new faces in new places almost everywhere from top to bottom, and start off 4-1. So you got to give them they've earned the benefit of the doubt to say, you know what? If something happens, they'll be able to figure it out because they've gotten us this far. And I know that's a tough leap for a lot of people because of what we've seen with this franchise for 20 years. I've even been getting tweets right now of people saying, well, I've saw this before, only in the crater. But we haven't seen this before because everything is new. But again, I think they deserve the benefit of the doubt, and they at least, you know, at least believe it until you've given a reason not to believe it anymore.
Mm-hmm. So one other one then. Kingsbury's offenses have a reputation of hot starts and then kind of getting bogged down as the season goes on. I would think you've got to assume Cliff has said how much he's learned from when he started at Arizona to where he is now. And he's not kind of bogged down with being a head coach and all that entails. He's in charge of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's a possibility? So there's a track record of it, right? That maybe eventually this offense just gets bogged down because it's not as cutting edge once people have seen it for 8 games or whatever.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm sure that conversation came up. Like, we have, you know, we know there are smart people in the front office. That conversation had to come up where we say, hey, you know what? You've had some hot starts. Things started getting a little wonky. You know, what can we do to prevent that? And I'm hopeful that there was a plan in place. I will say also that, you know, the offense is playing so well, you'd expect it to come down to earth a little bit. But the defense is playing so bad, you'd expect that to kind of elevate, and we saw that a little bit so far. So there's going to be some offset there. You know, I think the biggest thing to worry about right now is injuries. I think obviously sure. Jayden Daniels, you know, being healthy is a key to a lot of this. You know, the offensive line, like having as much consistency from game to game is going to be the most important. I'm not necessarily worried about Kingsbury's offense falling off because, like I said, he seems to be doing some right stuff, and I would have to think that there's been a conversation around that already. And there's a plan in place to make sure that that's not as severe as perhaps we've seen in other years. But look, I'm a believer. There's nothing to tell me not to believe in this team right now. Like I said, I think this upcoming game is going to answer a lot of questions, or at least put a lot of questions to rest. And I think, you know, Washington fans should just enjoy it because this is very unexpected in a good way. And, you know, no one can take these 4 wins away from them now, right? Like, they just have to win the games that they're supposed to win going forward, and they're going to be fine, and then we can have a conversation about the postseason.
I think the Cliff, when he discussed it earlier, and I've said this several times, where he's discussed his offense was just what he had before. Now he has multiple influences on his offense, and I believe it's going to take a little longer for people to try to figure it out. But when I hear Dan Quinn talking a lot about what's needed offensively and how things are, they're getting a lot of what defenses do from Dan Quinn. Coordinator now, where he can now go to the offense and have a little bit more input, which basically when you got a D coordinator, head coach telling you, this is what we'll try to do if you do that. That's how you can build an offense that they may not catch up with. Because people have had years to catch up with Andy Reid, and they keep chasing because he changes something every time they try to get close.
And to your point with Andy, not to interrupt you, Neil, but when you have the right quarterback, I always go to the Peyton Manning example. It wasn't freaking Adam Gase. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
the quarterback can make such a difference.
Yeah.
Please.
Right. There's a reason why all these, like, New England coordinators don't really make it as head coaches, because they didn't have, like, the special ingredient of Tom Brady, right? I mean, like,
right,
that's,
right.
Yes.
Like, we know that now. And, you know, also, you know, Kingsbury only has to worry about the offense right now. Like, he's not a head coach.
Yeah.
Like, I think that that's significant as well.
Last thing before Lamphill yells at us. What do you think happens this weekend?
I think this – I don't know if the team's going to win the division, But I do think we'll be talking about them as the team that no one wants to face in the playoffs because the upside of the offense is so high. Like, I think that that's what we're going to be talking about. That's the storyline for me going forward, is this is a playoff team that can put 30, 40 points on the board, and if their defense shows up, you know, you have a loss on your hands because it's just too difficult to keep up.
Right, but I asked, what do you think happens this weekend, Neil?
Oh, six and a half.
Yeah. Neil, I'm not answering.
Yeah. Greenberg out here ducking questions like a politician.
Neil, he's trying to set you up, man.
I think it's a close one. I actually grabbed Washington plus +7 on the look-ahead line. I know that's gone to 6.5. I think this could be a close game. I think if Washington can keep it within a score, it's a major win for Washington. I think if we're not talking about any, you know, gaffes, it's a major win. I think Washington's going to do their thing. I think Baltimore might be able to do it a little bit better, but I think Washington is going to come out of this in a very good situation. I don't know if that means a win, but I do think we're going to be talking about Washington in a different way.
All right.
Hey, Neil, we appreciate you, man. Thank you, buddy. Next week, remind me, we got to make time for a little bit of Caps.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. That is our guy, Mr. Neil Greenberg. Give him a follow at N Greenberg. Brian, it's crazy the excitement going on with this Commanders team, especially ahead of the Ravens game.
Mm-hmm.
Our guy, John Leahy, was texting us like crazy.
Yes, he was.
He's
excited.
After the big win over the Browns and kind of where this thing is headed. And if you think about a guy like John, he's the perfect dude to talk about with this weekend's game because he understands the DMV on an intimate level, grew up here, raising his kids here, has clients all over the DMV, has clients that are wearing burgundy and gold this weekend, has clients that are wearing purple this weekend, and understands that what we hope to see on the field Sunday is intense competition, and his goal is to drive intense competition when he sells your house.
And John's a quarterback, just like our guy Jaden Daniels is. Carlos was tired of being a landlord, so nobody did. He reached out, like so many other listeners, to our friend John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Their home selling system lured more interested buyers to Carlos' Silver Spring property, and multiple offers resulted, which caused the home to be sold in less than a week. And as a matter of fact, there ended up being so much demand, the property sold for $13,000 over Carlos' asking price. If you're looking for a seamless home selling experience, Jonathan's guaranteed offer just might be there for you. See for yourself at johnsellsdmv.com. The John Leahy and Fine Living Group of eXp Realty. Go to johnsellsdmv.com and find out your home's value in mere seconds. John offers you flexible fees customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
And it's funny because this week it's the Ravens game, obviously, right? So we had Torrey Smith on the program. We're going to have Jason Lockenfor, who's up in Baltimore. Brad Jackson won a Super Bowl with the Ravens. Kadri Ismail won a Super Bowl with the Ravens. We're going to talk to Ravens experts to get an understanding about this game, right? So if you're thinking about selling your home, don't you want to talk to an expert? Yeah, mortgage rates went down, but then the jobs report went crazy, and there's probably not another cut coming. Don't you want to talk to somebody that this is their world and their universe? Because that's who John Leahy is. That's why I would call him. That's why you should call him. 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsellsdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
A couple headlines I love here. This is from Barstool. Football guys being dudes. Lions center Frank Ragnow punched Dan Campbell into a wall to prove he's healthy enough to play this week.
Damn.
That's just some O-lineman hanging out right there.
Wait. So he punched his coach.
I imagine they were roughhousing a stretch.
Are you ready to play? Let me show you, coach.
Yeah.
Boom. That's an easy way to get your coach back.
This I'm going to read from Matthew Small. Northern Virginia's Food Rescue's annual fundraiser is October 19th, having a Halloween party. Hunger is scary. You want more information, check out novafr.org. Don't want anybody hungry in our area. I always get these emails. Commanders win total to open the season was 6.5. If you want to try to bet on it now, it's 9.5.
Hey, when you win 4 in a row, people change their mind on stuff then.
I mean, that is for real.
Hell yeah.
Jeff's obviously had an animated program, and I want to lean on him here. In about 10 minutes, we're going to be giving away tickets to the Africa Cup over at Audi Field. We also need to go around the league and decide who's cooked. But all four of us are going to answer this. It feels a little amped up right now, but try to keep the total picture in mind. Jeff Walker, is Commanders versus Ravens a rivalry game?
Yes, but not for football reasons.
I agree with that.
What do you mean?
It's just a rivalry because
cities.
Our cousins up the street. They're playing football against us. That's it.
I think it's a bigger thing DC, for the two Baltimore, cities yeah. than it is the football aspect of it.
Because I know I'm kind of young here, but the only reason that I really hated the Ravens for a part of my life was because of what they did to RG3. I just felt that Haloti Ngata hit. I still think it was dirty. I think Haloti Ngata is a dirty.
It was totally
dirty.
Illegal.
It was legal. He just hit him in his leg whip.
It was an unfortunate situation, but it wasn't dirty, dude.
So I say it was dirty because of the stuff that transpired before that. They were sneaking hits in on Robert that entire game. So that's why I felt it was dirty. And that was my true hate.
Robert left himself in some situations where he was going to get hit. I'm watching the play right now.
It's just a weird leg whip.
It was
an unfortunate
but
situation.
But damn, you forget that thing was snapping around like a twig.
Yes,
dude.
It was.
And didn't he not even come out?
Oh, no. He hurt his knee, leg go womp womp, but he didn't want nobody to know. Remember?
Robert.
When he told that to Trent.
Some serious hero complex stuff, man. I am curious, Landini, as a guy that's born and raised in Loudoun County, it's all the DMV, but I think for dudes like Jeff and I, growing up in Maryland and having a lot of, like, you know, Maryland friends, and it's just a little different. Is Commanders Ravens a rivalry for you as a Loudoun County guy?
Yeah, I'm a certified Ravens hater. This all goes back to the fact that, you know, there's three games on TV on Sunday afternoon, three NFL games, and one of them is always the Ravens. And before they had Lamar Jackson, they were the most boring team on the planet to watch. So I developed a passionate hatred for the Ravens. I want to see them lose, and I want to see them lose badly. I'll always root against them.
Okay. You are right. There was a period where the Ravens were on TV, and it just was awful to watch. Like the post-Super Bowl Flacco teams, where it was just boring. I feel like it is a rivalry, but in that locker room, there was one player, maybe it was Dominique Foxworth, that said it was a rivalry because after games they try to go to the same clubs and the winners would get to better tables. Like, there is some level of, like, just...
That's not true. They didn't come to D.C. Listen, the whole time I was here from 1999, they did not come to the D.C. and try to hang out and party.
I don't think...
They weren't even around.
I don't think they were around until 97 or something.
You didn't see a lot of people coming through D.C. and not many people, when you're winning in D.C., go to Baltimore to go hang out.
But what's that club you always liked in Howard County? Maybe that was the spot where they're all fighting over it. Wasn't there some jazz club or something you liked out in Columbia?
That was a jazz club I went to. That was so cool. Nobody ever said nothing to me when I went there. I think the football thing now that they're trying to make it into a rivalry. It's not a rivalry.
I can tell you right now, from the fan point of view, oh, yeah, it's really a rivalry just because of the towns. Like, even for the fans that's not going to the game, it's something going on up there, going up at Horseshoe, where I know some of my friends that's DJs from Baltimore is having it. Then Nooch is having something at Horseshoe. It's with them. I seen the same flyer.
Nooch is?
Yeah, he's having something at that's Horseshoe, right? Right by the stadium, yeah.
Yeah,
right by the stadium.
Yeah, you can park there even.
Yes.
But what I'm saying, like, the actual teams don't hate each other. The towns have always had a little disdain
totally.
For each other. So, Philly, when you look at Philly, the teams don't like each other. The people don't like each other. The cities don't. But when you look at Baltimore, it's like D.C. has always looked at Baltimore as like a little brother.
I think there is.
I like Jeff saying little cousin.
Right. I think D.C. Ow, shoot. I think D.C. looks at Baltimore.
Like New York, look at Philly.
Yeah, kind of dismissive, honestly, whether they should or shouldn't. But I think the opposite is true with Ravens, Redskins over the years, Ravens, Commanders now, where the Ravens have just been such a highly functioning, well-run operation for so long that they can look at Washington and be like, these clowns, what are they doing? And I think that could transform now that Washington is a well-run organization, and especially if they have a here's the thing. Like, far too much gets made about NFL schedules and who has the advantage and who has the weakness as far as NFL schedules.
Mm-hmm.
14 of your 17 games are picked out 5 years in advance. Like, it's all divisional assignments, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's only three games that get assigned based on how you finish a season. And if Washington starts finishing first or first and second a lot, where Baltimore tends to land, and then you start getting more of these meaningful regular season games, then all of a sudden I think it does juice up the rivalry.
Yeah.
Because there is always the preseason game where they're not playing in the regular season, but it's still preseason. And it's
meaningful
games on the field.
If they had met in the Super Bowl often,
sure,
then it would be a rivalry. But they don't meet. They will only meet really in serious games. If it is a Super Bowl.
Carlos Navarrete just tweeted me. He says, it's definitely a rivalry. I think for a lot of fans it is. I don't think for all fans it is.
Is it one now? Because it hasn't always been one. I can tell you that.
Here's what I can tell you. We're going to decide who's cooked in the NFL. Plus, Byron Leftwich joins us at noon.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. With the record heat this summer, I know your air conditioner took a beating and your current brand is not cutting it through this humidity. So now is the time to switch to Rood. Take advantage of Rood's $2,000 tax credits. And Maryland resident, you can even score exclusive rebates from Rood. I personally switched my house over to Rood, and the difference is night and day. So trust me and visit Rood.com to find your savings. That's Rood, R-U-U-D.com, to see why they're the MVP of cooling. And remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't right.
I just tweeted out, is Commanders-Ravens a rivalry game? Quick results are about 60-40, no. It's kind of an interesting conversation topic. But I did want to go around the league. We didn't have time for this yesterday, B, right, and figure out who's cooked. And
okay,
some of these teams we know. The Pats, 1-4, cooked. They're going to Drake May. I don't know what he will become in the NFL, but I think in that scenario with that line and those weapons, he ain't becoming it this year. Mm-hmm. Cleveland Browns, 1-4. We just watched them in person. Cooked.
Cleveland Browns, yeah.
Sean Watson, cooked.
They're done.
This is a really hard one. The Bengals are 1-4.
They're in a division with the Ravens and the Steelers, and they have a lot more teams in that AFC that I think could give them problems. They might be this year, bro. Listen, all that off-season stuff with Chase and all this, that might be enough just to mess up a locker room.
If you seeded out the entire AFC and the entire NFC, mm-hmm, do you know what seed right now the Bengals would be?
They wouldn't be in it. If you seeded them out?
Everybody. The top seven get in.
They wouldn't be in the top seven.
No.
They'd be somewhere in the 20s.
There's 16 just in the AFC.
I think it's the AFC and NFC.
No, I'm saying like for bracketology, basically. Okay. 16 teams in the AFC. The Bengals today are the 16 seed.
Wow.
I still don't think they're cooked.
Yeah.
Just because it's early enough.
I'm looking at this. Okay, Buffalo, yes, I still can play. Tua come back, the Dolphins may be back in it. Ravens and the Steelers, we already know the Steelers just getting to the playoffs. Ravens, Steelers, you got the Houston Texans, Kansas City, and Denver. Denver's 3-2, though. That's weird right there to me.
Yeah, they're playing really good defense.
I don't know if they're going to be able to dig themselves out the hole, bro.
It's a big hole. A big hole. Titans, are they cooked? They had a bye week, so they're only 1-3.
If they keep going with Levis.
I think they're cooked.
That's a joke.
I think they're cooked.
I think they're cooked.
Jags, 1-4.
That team just don't look like they are into it no more. I mean, the coach has lost it. Quarterback doesn't seem to have a lot of confidence.
Shout out to the Jacksonville media asking Doug Peterson straight up if he lost the team. As currently constituted, the Bengals are the 16th seed, the Jags are the 15th seed.
Wow.
I'm going to ask you a couple 2 and 3 teams to see what you think. Mm-hmm. The Raiders. Whatever's happening with Devontae Adams, they had to bench Gardner Minshew and go to the other dude, O'Connell. Are the Raiders cooked?
They may be.
I think so, too.
I don't think they have enough offensively.
And, Crosby can only drag you across the finish line.
Be able to compete. And I don't know if they have that.
There's only 2 1-4 teams in the NFC. Carolina Panthers, cooked. Well done.
They're done.
Yeah. You're building for – honestly, the Panthers' rebuild at this point might be on an NBA cycle. Where it's they're building for 27.
They're building for everything.
Yeah. This one I think is a little more complicated. The Rams are 1-4.
Listen, man. The Rams have injuries to both of their legitimate receivers. And they throw the ball to Puka and Cooper Kupp more than anybody on that team. If those two guys are not going to be healthy throughout the year, the Rams are cooked. And defensively, they did not know how much they would miss Aaron Donald. They missing him, too.
Sure. Rams might be close. I got a pair of 2 and 3 teams that I want to ask you about.
What do you got?
New Orleans Saints. I don't know if we've heard much about the Derek Carr seriousness of that injury that forced him to leave Monday Night Football.
They were 2-0.
They were 2-0.
And 0-3.
And now they're saying Carr's expected to miss multiple weeks.
Yes.
Their backup is a dude named Travis Hainer, I believe was his name.
Never heard of him.
Something like that.
They're done.
But maybe they go to Spencer Rattler?
I heard they might be going to him, but
cooked?
I don't know if Spencer Rattler is enough to bring you back.
cooked?
Yeah.
Okay. Saints, who do they have coming up?
Like the little text thread we had.
Yeah.
I told you with all my guys I played college football with. It was very, very jumping with the Saints fans.
Early.
Over the last 3 weeks, I think they all disappeared. Which is like 90% of the text thread.
Next three games for New Orleans is Bucks, Broncos, Chargers. So not easy games.
And do they have to go to the Chargers?
Yes, actually.
Ooh.
All right, one more 2-3 NFC team that I just don't know what to make of them. The Niners. They've given up two double-digit fourth-quarter leads. I know they've been injured, but you lose games to the Cardinals and the Rams. It's an interesting situation, man. I think it'd be silly to say the Niners are cooked, but it doesn't seem like it has. They've lost three of their last four. They lost to the Vikings, who are 5-0 and might just legitimately be that good. But you lose to the Rams when you had a big lead. You lose to the Cardinals when you had a big lead.
But their defense is not what it used to be.
If you want to play the who, what teams have you beaten? The only teams San Fran's beaten are the Jets and the Patriots, who look terrible.
Yeah. But when you – the thing about them that they could basically lay their head on was always their defense. It's not there anymore like that.
Defensively on the year, they are 12th in points allowed, 10th in yards allowed. Obviously, they're dealing with a ton of injuries, too.
People still rusty.
The big surprise, I think, is the Niners' defense is not getting off the field on third downs.
Yeah.
They're 22nd in the league in allowing third down conversions, and that's a big difference. When that kind of stuff happens, you start to lose time of possession battles, and not having McCaffrey is probably a part of that, too. Last one, a 2-3 team. Are the Jets cooked?
The Jets are good as done.
Really?
They're well done. They overcooked. First of all, your team is garbage because of your offense. You get rid of the defensive coach and you keep the garbage offense, the offensive coordinator. And now your quarterback thinks he can run everything. He's about to find out he's not a damn coach or a general manager.
He definitely thinks he is.
He threw three interceptions last week.
He did.
How is that Salah's fault? How is that anybody on the defense side of the ball fault?
It's a fair
question.
And
he threw film straight to the dudes.
It's a very fair question. Byron Leftwich joins us next.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.